Because my name is Anthony Tormacchio. There's also Riccardo Santomaggio and Mark Fiorenti. Boys, how are we?
Very good, Anthony. Mark, you good? How's it going, mate? What's happening?
You got in there first.
Spot on.
Straight into it.
That's spot on. That's spot on. I'm actually quite surprised because after the podcast, I said to my wife, I know, you're going to say, why is she my wife when I say this? She's not really big on soccer.
That's all right.
Unfortunately, she might be stuck with our two boys who are starting to go a little bit putzo with soccer. Anyway, I showed her the bit and she just laughed and, you know, there was all the funny parts in it. And I go, let's see how long
vlogs,
it takes them.
Vlogs and vlogs.
Vlogs and vlogs.
I said,
that's what last week's episode was called.
In case you didn't tune in last week, I was telling the boys after 50 plus podcast episodes that I'm not sure what we're at the moment with season one. I think
season two, 36.
That's another thing too. I shouldn't be discussing this on air, but I will because I've started. We should just do numbers.
Yeah.
Show number 50, whatever.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, I showed her the bit and I go, I wonder how long it's going to take them. It's taken the boys a long time. You guys have done it in a week.
Bang.
That's it. Done.
Had to be done.
And finish the chance.
Yeah, that's it.
There you go. Boom!
We've done it. Unlike Juventus versus Atalanta.
We got to talk about that.
Yeah, so guys, everyone had a good week?
Yeah. Not bad.
I did until Saturday morning. We can talk about that later on.
Okay. I had a great weekend. I had my rugby team, the Storm, kick some ass. So they're hitting their straps before the finals.
Mm-hmm.
The Saints. As much as I don't follow AFL anymore, but yeah, I'll keep an eye here.
Now you're gonna get on it.
And the third one was my cannoli I had.
Oh,
fantastic!
You obviously didn't look at Juventus news over the weekend because my weekend started very, very well.
Okay.
And then on Saturday morning, I looked at
a
couple of Juventus related websites.
Yep.
And I thought, why am I looking this up? It's just depressing.
Are you heading towards the Ravella?
I have about 17 million reasons to be pissed off, Ricardo. Yes.
You know what? I have heard friends or other, you know, on their podcasts, and a couple of them are pretty dirty. I'm one of them, and I can't believe what Max says. He doesn't like, think he would have any playing time, and doesn't fit the system. So,
from a midfielder's point of view as well, you'd be disappointed when Pogba's in your starting team because technically that's not really stealing your spot at the moment.
Hang on, he
won't be playing.
Is he playing?
That's what makes it even worse.
But the other thing that makes the cherry on top or icing on the cake is McKennie.
This is ridiculous. Yeah. One game and he's
decent
part
performances
of the squad, mate.
Pre-season. Have a look at Rovella this time last year and McKennie. Both were in the Juventus squad.
Yep.
Both went out. Well, McKennie a bit later in December, January. Rovella was excellent for Monza.
Mm-mm.
McKennie goes to Leeds.
Yep.
They get relegated.
Yep.
They both come back.
Yeah.
McKennie puts in a couple of half-decent performances in friendly matches.
Ravella gets injured.
All of a sudden, you're no longer in the shop window.
Yeah.
Mm. But only are we putting you back in there if we get a lucrative offer like 30 million. Who's going to pay 30 million for McKennie? Ravella didn't put a foot wrong for Monza. Mid-table. They were new to Serie A this time last season. Oh, sorry. But no,
you can't fit in your team.
I think
you don't have a spot here.
I think Juventus are big fans of having two players from the same nationality. We've had the two Argentinians in Dybala and Higuain.
Yeah.
We've had Rabiot and Matuidi. Recent times, Kostic and Vlahovic. Now it could be
the
McKennie
two
and where?
I heard no? Pogba has got not a playing position, but he's got a job. You know what it is? He's head of marketing. Yep. Instagram?
Probably, yeah.
Twitter.
Twitter.
And also, it explains a lot.
Mm-hmm.
with Bentancur leaving. They were trying to get Suarez, remember?
The double Uruguayan. Yeah. No, mate, you're onto something here.
I know, mate. I'm head of Juventus incoming players. No.
And Chesney and Milik.
Yeah.
Boom.
There you go.
And two for two.
And Soule and Di Maria.
Two for two.
See, Di Maria's gone.
And now Soule.
Ciao.
Bye.
Maron.
Yeah.
Is this Maloki or something?
And that's why they wanted to get rid of Bremer. Because we don't, you know.
Sandro's going.
Danilo. Oh, they go Brazilian triples.
Two for two.
Brazilian triples. Too many. Get rid of Bremer. We only need
Bonachetta.
All in the back line, too.
Yeah.
And Bonachetta is on loan.
The BBB.
There you go, man. What's going on here?
More Brazilians than Spearmint Rhino.
Big black butt. Did you hear about Spearmint Rhino? What happened? There was actually a triple stabbing.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. There was actually there were two men that got one from Dingley, one from Listerfield, I think it's called. The owner said, "We've been in operation for a long time and this is the worst thing that's ever happened."
Wow.
Pretty bad.
Didn't like the fatogram.
Something happened.
Sit on top of them and squashed them.
Something happened.
Anyway, guys.
That's enough of
Spin and Rhino. It's a strip joint, guys.
Definitely won't be in Anthony's advice of the week, so stay tuned.
All right, guys. We're hitting the first round of Serie A after this long and painful so far transfer market, which we can't make any sense of a lot of it, but we know where the money needs to be recouped.
So you're going to say where the money needs to be, Ricardo.
Oh, well. I'll tell you what, I can need some more at the moment. But anyway, guys.
Too much spearmint rhinos.
Oh, mate. Yeah, Ipalis are dropping too. No, man. Look, what do you want to start with? Predictions, MVPs, flops, surprises.
Are we still talking about Spearmint Rhino?
Flogs and glogs.
Flogs.
Somehow those two don't belong in the same sentence.
Flogs and glogs.
Flogs and glogs. Flogs and flogs. I don't know what I'm going to say if he's a flog. Yeah. What do we start with?
Let's preview.
Preview.
Juventus' season and where we think we will end up.
Okay,
let's not go all the way to May. That's
no, we'll do first half of the season.
Campione d'inverno.
Yeah,
I'll come Christmas. Straight out with it. Do we think that Juventus will be champions come Christmas time? Campione d'inverno. And we all know that if you're Campione d'inverno in Italy, there's about a 94% chance that you'll end up with the Scudetto based on the last 20-odd years or so. What do you boys think? Are we going to be there or thereabouts come Christmas time?
I'd love to look at those statistics because going back 20 years ago, I know we won a lot, but I think before we won, there was a lot of times where the top team didn't actually win. But I'd like to go back and actually check that because there was a lot of times where someone would be eight or 9 points clear and they'd then lose the title. But anyway.
We're talking about Lazio, Roma.
Yeah. Napoli in the 14-15 season. And that was the season where we went.
There's a couple.
Yeah. 25 out of 26 games we won.
I think that, because we're not playing, you know, Champions League, I think there's no reason why we shouldn't be the champions in, you know, of winter. But there's something that just makes you, I'm not saying we want to, but there's something that makes you feel that something will terribly go wrong with Allegri.
I see where you're coming from. Because
even Bonucci said it. Did you hear what Bonucci said?
What did he say?
He was saying, right, that he doesn't want to leave Juventus because he thinks that Allegri is going to fail so miserably that he'll have another chance to come back in the team with the new coach. He's that confident that Allegri will be gone in that last year.
So he probably knows something that's going on in the changing rooms then.
Maybe.
Which is a concern.
There's either that or just the fact that he thinks that That's a big call.
Is that spinning? That, maybe he's spinning a dummy.
He could be spinning the dummy. He could be a direct missile.
No, but he might have something that he knows. Because he was very vocal the last season pass. From the sideline.
But the thing is, if he knows something, right, it's to go out and publicly say it, even though it's interesting, it's a big call. It's a big call to just say that, because then you're going to be like, you're saying something, inside information that no one else knows.
Yeah.
I don't think our players would tank to the point to get rid of a coach, because we've probably already done that if you look at our performances.
Yeah.
Mm, that's true.
And, yeah, like, how long can you possibly tank? A team might tank for a year. I can't see them just going, let's play bad for 10 games to get rid of Allegri and then we'll go for it. It'll be too late.
If we're sitting if we're sitting around fourth or fifth at the halfway mark and we're probably about 10, 15 points off the top, I think the wheels will start to fall off.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's
and
what
Max
I,
might get yeah, the bullet.
Also, yeah. another mm. thing is too, if you have a look at it, you kind of have to look at it from a point of view of, hey, you know, we've got no excuse. We're playing once a week. Exactly. What can anyone say? Exactly. You can't even say that you're rusty.
No, you can't say,
oh, we're not playing enough. You are. You're playing every week.
Injuries, Anth.
But
it'll be injuries.
Yeah.
And if they're the same injuries that's been happening for the last few seasons, well, that's huge question marks have to be answered. Like, yeah.
True. We don't have a lot of squad depth.
No,
do
we don't.
See, we don't in the defence, I feel, and forward. I think midfield were okay,
apart from Pogba.
But you look at the midfield too,
yeah.
it's not really an injury, apart from Pogba. Because, see, I don't even count him in the midfield at the moment.
But
honestly, honestly, if you have a look in the midfield, you got players like Rabiot who, you know,
rarely
if he played
ever.
AFL,
he's been consistent.
He could break the record in AFL.
Rarely if ever
no,
is
he's been really consistent.
Knock on wood.
Yeah.
Like I might call Rabiot Hawkins from Geelong.
He's a Geldy.
Hawkins played something like a massive
amount of games
and he missed out last week. Between Rabiot and Locatelli and even
Fagioli will come
back
from injury. Yeah.
They're pretty consistent players.
Yeah.
They're going to be playing a lot.
But who's behind them?
That's the worry. That's the
worry. You don't count him.
McKinney?
I don't rate him.
McKinney's been okay, so he doesn't get injured a lot.
But is he?
Kostic is not too bad. He's had a good run. Yeah. He doesn't really get injured a lot.
That's true.
Then even if you fall back into he's quite young, Ealing Jr. They're young. They really haven't had injury problems from what we know. Mm. So it looks okay.
I'm just worried
in the back and the front.
Hearing about Kostic being on the market now, I mean. It's like we're desperate. Oh, here we go. We'll get rid of Ravella, now getting Kostic. Oh, Ealing Jr. was on the market at one stage.
Soleil, maybe.
Yeah, well, yeah. Soleil is another one. Fozanoni only wanted him for a loan deal.
Mm.
But they're trying to flog everyone off now, the young players.
I think there's... this is another bullshit thing. Allegri says that, I don't think there'll be any more incoming players. He said something like that.
No, we're not buying them.
No.
That's what they're saying.
That's crap. Right? If you're going to be getting rid of Kostic, I'm telling you now that I think someone like Abracadabra, what's his name?
Amrabat.
He's more central midfielder, though.
He is, but you know he's going to be crossing a lot and maybe just as much as Kostic and probably more efficient. He's a great crosser. So what I'm trying to say
are they going to pay that money?
But they might just go, hey, we're going to get rid of Kostic because he's getting old, and we'll make him into a left back.
That's why they should just keep him and convert him into a left back. He's able to do those runs and cross. They look good, they look fast, but guys, I just think it's rose colored glasses at the moment. So
just getting back to where I think... Mm. So the pros for me are why I think we can be there or thereabouts come Christmas time, playing once a week. We look pretty sharp pre-season. Players look enthusiastic and happy. Two that immediately come to mind are Kjaer and Vlahovic.
Mm.
Vlahovic went off to Munich last week. There was a bit of a worry with that, some anxiety, thinking, is he going there to have a medical perhaps with Bayern Munich. It was for medical reasons.
Yeah, for his OP.
Yeah, for his OP. He looked pretty sharp against Atalanta. Probably the only thing he didn't do was score. Chiesa looks happy. Apparently, I just read a report earlier that Juventus have taken him off the market, which is a positive. So they're probably our two most important
players. I called
the
Chiesa one because he looked happy during the tour.
He did, didn't he?
I called
yeah,
that
you
one
did
quite
call
early.
It, but there was offers for him, man.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. There's always going to be offers.
Yeah. That are legitimate offers that the club was willing to go.
Yeah,
they're willing
to
take it.
That's understandable, but what I'm saying is you're always there. I get all of that stuff, but the ones I really am going to think of the most is the incoming offers from teams.
Yeah.
We know that they're going to be legitimate. I know anyone can say that, but...
So is Juventus now going to turn around and give him the contract that he wants?
Well, hopefully.
Yeah. Sorry, guys, but the honest truth is this. What happens if they turn around and go, oh, hang on, let's hold back on it? He's expecting this extension to come.
Yeah.
So this is what I'm thinking. Like, what's the game? What's the...
Well, see, this is where... So they're the... Just getting back to where the reasons why I think we can succeed this season... The wheels could come off very quickly and very easily as well. If Chiesa and Vlahovic go through a run of games particularly Vlahovic doesn't score and Chiesa's not getting service and he's
played out of position,
being out-muscled in the middle of the park where he doesn't really belong because his best football's, as we know, on the wing, come this time next month, the wheels could be coming off very quickly. And then you look at the bench and you're not inspired.
No.
There's Keane and Milik there. So just as well as this could go, this could also get spiralling out of control as well because we don't have that depth. Midfield, with the sale of Rovella, with Pogba's recurring injury issues, I don't have a lot of faith if and when someone like a Locatelli, Fagioli or Rabiot gets injured. God forbid, hopefully they don't, and then we're really strong there, but especially if we're only playing every 7 days. But as good as this looks, it's also a bit glass-like, isn't it?
Yeah.
That it could break
exactly
very
what I was gonna say.
Easily. Having said all that, I look at how often we're playing, our competition, I think all bar probably Milan are weaker than they were this time last year. And they're in Champions League. So therefore, I'm going to go with, I expect and maybe even...
Demand.
Anticipate. Yeah, a demand. Well, demand is definitely there. But expect and anticipate that we'll be in the top two come Christmas time.
Okay, so you say top two.
Yeah, I agree.
So, Mark...
Purely, though, on the amount of games we're playing and the strength or lack thereof of our opponents.
Because,
Anthony, what do you think?
I agree. I'm totally with that.
So you say top two?
I think if we were in Champions League, we would not be... We'd be top four. But because we're not, the one and two, for
and
sure.
And speaking of demands...
And you know why?
Not
because of the team.
No. Because
on paper, I still feel that we're one of... We are definitely a top two or three side on paper. My issue is still coming back to Allegri because we have struggled with what we've got.
Yeah, mental fragility.
Yeah, we've struggled because of the coach, not the players. The players can play... They can play... Like what I'm saying is his system that Max that he's got, this is what I'm worried about. We're going to go into the new season... Everything looks good at the moment, but I just feel he's going to revert back to that game style.
Defensive and so on and so forth.
And so far...
That is a bit of a worry.
And so far, this is another thing too. So far, when you have a look at our team, who have we lost? We've lost Rovella now. Well, he never played in our team.
Yeah.
Artur, Cuadrado. Zacharia.
You wouldn't count Zacharia, Artur, or Rovella.
Sorry.
So you wouldn't count them. We're talking about last year's current season.
Yep. Di Maria.
We've lost Di Maria. Yeah. Okay. All right. That's fine. But look, Di Maria was quality, but how much consistently, we didn't get a lot out of him.
He was supposed to be the protege, like you helped Sule fit that role, so when he was to go, but that didn't happen.
So who's come in? We've had where?
Yep. Coming for Cuadrado.
That's better than Cuadrado, it's in my
upgrade.
Opinion.
That's an upgrade.
That's an upgrade.
Wholeheartedly
yep.
agree with that.
Yep. Right. We're going to have Cambiasso.
Well, he was on loan. Yeah. They still were thinking of loaning him out again.
Oh, if Rovella came in, I'd say it'd be him as well, but he's not.
Yep.
I'd say Rovella would have been an upgrade on Paredes.
He would have been, but yeah. I feel that even though that's just two positions, have we got any other players that have come in? And depending on who we don't know whether Yield is and Hussein and all that.
They'll get game time, but yeah, they'll probably get Copper.
We're not sure about that. At the moment, Chiesa looks sharper.
Yes.
Vlahovic looks sharper. Yep. I actually think we should be better.
Mm.
Even though there's some that have gone out, I actually feel that we should be better with just that.
Considering where those players were this time last year.
Absolutely.
Chiesa was still on the treatment table.
And then you got to think of, again, this is assuming, but you're hoping that Illing Jr. will get more of a run.
So that's the thing. He might just play him here and there.
It might not. And also, McKennie's come back. Yes, okay. He might not be the greatest, but still it's an addition. I feel that we should be stronger. I think that, for me, McKennie coming in, if he can get his act together, I know we've only seen him for a game. I'm not basing it on that. But between him, Ware, and
Chiesa and Vlahovic,
I feel
happy.
That it's actually... should be a better outcome.
I'm going to say this. I see Juventus sitting around third.
Mm. Christmas time.
And losing games to a couple of the top teams. And a big question mark on Max Allegri. That's my prediction. Because I think the first 2 years of this second go, I feel that nothing can change. What I'm saying is he can't change his system. He doesn't have a plan B, plan C. We've seen it.
Yeah.
And what more is going to change out of that? He's going to revert back to the five that holds that line with the two. Doesn't make sense. It's too defensive. It's going to happen. You watch.
I hope so too.
But I do have... I'm optimistic.
I know what you mean, because we've got the list there that should be better than a lot of teams.
And also, I feel that some of the players, such as Fagioli and Gatti, should amp up even more. They should. They've now played a little bit more with our team. Yeah. They should.
So you're saying that you're going to throw everything for what Gatti's done so far, Bremer, Danilo... We've still got off the bench, we've got Sandro, we've got Rugani, who's going to get an extension for three friggin' years. Sorry, guys, that doesn't make sense. You've got an injury-prone Desilio that's going to come off the bench. There are so many question marks this season that I still believe, in a way, that we're going to lose games, and I'm telling you, it's all going to be Max's fault.
But one thing I will say is that
we don't have enough good quality backups. That's what I'm saying.
But the thing is, the depth actually shouldn't really matter this year.
Because you're playing every 7 days. So long as those key players remain fit, healthy,
that's it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And consistent.
But the thing is, how they're probably looking at it now is that there's going to be a bunch of games that we're not playing, right? That we played last year, Champions League, Europa, like we played the whole year.
Yeah.
And they're going to look at it and go, okay, we copped it from point deduction, but what should we have came? At least third.
Yeah.
So they'll look at that and they got to look at what's gone out and what's come in and what is yet to come in, because there will be. I'm pretty sure there'll at least be one more player coming in.
I tend to agree with that. Yeah. And I think it'll be in the central midfield, ironically enough.
I'm telling you, it's abracadabra, mate. He's going to change everything. Where does he come from?
Morocco.
Yeah, we'll get some Moroccan player after that'll come in as well. Thinking of an old-time player.
So I'm going Romanian.
Yeah,
There'll be, I'm telling you now, there'll be another Moroccan coming in. Clay pots and all, man. Telling you now.
I don't mind tagines. Don't mind the Moroccan spice and a bit of couscous.
I'm telling you, Amrabat will pop out a kid or something, and you'll start playing in.
So my prediction will be third, with a big question mark. Yeah. So hopefully I am proven wrong, but yeah, we're talking about Max Mark II. Haven't got much confidence.
Mm. I don't too, but I think it's a very, it's just because of that one game a week. There's no excuse.
Yeah, that's it.
There's
for
no
me.
Excuse.
You're playing and every
also,
7 days. No
and
excuse.
Also, if a player wants to succeed and get more contracts and whatever, they're going to have to show it because they're only going to have one game.
Yes.
So that's our halfway prediction. We're going to break it up tonight. So we'll get into the second topic of this three-part. We'll say three-part, yeah?
Yep.
Okay, all right. Mark, what I want you to do now is give your question without notice. Because it's been
boom, on the spot. Jeepers. You usually go first.
A lot
he's
of people. No, no.
He's in the middle. He's, I'm
he
telling
is,
you.
But now today, tonight's is, a, look, it's all yours, mate.
He
question
is
without notice, mate.
Just giving me a question without notice.
Have
bringing
to, mate.
My segment on me before I was even thinking
this
about a question
matter.
Without notice.
You got stuffed around with the formula, but it makes sense.
No, it does.
That's your segment, mate. One day, Ricardo's going to rip it out after the intro.
That's it.
Jeepers.
So, it's that time of the week. It's question without notice. It's Mark Ferranti's segment.
I'm thinking about my question without notice. Let me throw a question without notice.
Go for it.
I'm related to Juventus, but kind of related to Juventus.
Go for it.
At you boys. Let's test your Skid Row knowledge.
Go for it.
Ooh.
Oh, well, he's going to win straight away.
So with this segment, that's Forever by Skid Row. Every now and then I would like to change it throughout the season, but always keeping a Skid Row song.
Okay.
What Skid Row
he's
song...
He's dictating his own segment, you know?
Go for it.
That's the Max Allegri in coming out.
Not really. He doesn't mix shit up.
Go for it.
What Skid Row song won't we hear this season during this segment? There's a question without notice for you. Let's see how well you know your Skid Row music. But we're relating it to Juventus, of course.
Oh, I remember yesterday.
I remember you. Max in 6 months' time. You'll get that.
I'll get it, mate.
What won't we be hearing?
Okay.
Youth Gone Wild.
Youth Gone Wild, yeah.
Far out. All right. Yeah. Yes, that's the answer. Yeah. Well
done.
Youth Gone Wild. Because we're getting rid of them all.
The Youth Gone Wild.
Yeah, that's true.
That's it, mate.
We've got that much of it, though.
We do. Yeah. We'll probably hear Wasted Time and Quicksand Jesus.
Hopefully it's Quicksand
Allegri.
Oh, no.
Okay, no.
Boom.
I remember you as well. I've been pretty pessimistic during this show so far, so I'm going to try and be optimistic.
So we'll just end that segment?
No, continue.
You go for it.
I just thought of my question.
He's like me at the start. It was just ammunition. He's doing a double.
Go for it. Go for it.
Last week, I went back to 1990.
Yep.
Today, I'm going to go back to 2006.
Ooh.
I just said optimistic, pessimistic.
Yep.
2006 was actually a pessimistic year for Juventus supporters.
Mm.
We got relegated.
Ah, I know where you're going. Yeah. Mm. Scandal
and so on.
Aftermath.
I don't really want to talk about that, though.
Okay.
Tell the commentator.
Because whenever we have a scandal, we come out like a monster.
Here's the question, and then the lesson learnt may come out of it, make sense. There were five players from the 2005-06 team that reached the quarterfinals of the Champions League, so a very successful team.
Yep.
When we got relegated, there was a huge fire sale.
Yep.
But five players remained.
Yes. Okay.
Name those five players.
Can I go first?
Yeah.
Yes. Or you go first, Anth? Or I'll go first? I'll go first. No, you go first. Go.
There was Buffon.
Yep.
Yes.
Trezeguet.
Yep.
Yes.
Del Piero.
Yep. Yes.
Nedved.
Yes.
Camoranesi.
Yep.
Wow.
Boom, bang.
Good.
That was easy.
Oh, fuck. I was about to say, if we didn't know that would be...
No, you're not a Juventus supporter. Hey,
that's it. You're not a part of the three Juventus. There's a kick you out of the bloody bar.
Well done.
Five people, in my opinion, that even though they're all great, even if there was a shit player in that group, I'd probably still one day have a photo of them. Because framed up. Because that's just... All right, Kamaranesi probably would not have gotten the biggest offers.
Oh, I just won a World Cup with Italy.
I know, but I'm just saying, I don't think Real Madrid were going to pick up Kamaranesi, for example.
Probably right? not, no.
He would probably have gone to, you know, a Milan or something would have probably taken him
Maybe.
At the time.
Yep.
Or whatever it might have been. But the other four guys could have gone anywhere for big money.
Yeah, Del Piero, Manchester United, Buffon.
Those four players at the end of the day, that if I was Allegri, and whenever you're in the dumps, I would probably go to those five players, because I'll count Kamaranesi, and I'll basically say, you know, this is a type of DNA that needs to be instilled into all the players.
Exactly.
Sorry, I said all of them, but
it was just like, killed my rock spot.
I felt like I was on a game show there, and I'm like that confident.
No, I'm gonna just in that question. Have a look at the ones that left: Cannavaro, Zambrotta, Zlatan, Kung Fu Man, I'm calling.
The Brazilian midfielder
Emerson for me was Mark 2.0 Mark 2 of David's. He was a great, like, he did a lot of good stuff.
Patrick Vieira, was he part of the team?
I think he was too. And Mutu was in that squad, if I'm right.
In the squad.
Didn't Mutu go to Chelsea and then just drop off, mate.
He was into porn stars and all, mate, I think.
We get those type of guys.
No, just the ones that left, and the one that really I found very annoying, and like, I thought, where was this coming from? But
Cannavaro
and Zambrotta, what they said about Juventus, that really gave me the ips.
Mm. Yeah.
I felt like they were dogging the club big time.
Yeah, it was just really,
you know, after all that, and then you're hearing that shit, why would you say stuff? You're tarnishing such a, like, it happened. It probably shouldn't have happened, because we did open our books. We should have done what they did.
Yeah.
But we decided to do this and we copped it. But, you know, it was a pretty painful. That year, I mean, the World Cup was great.
Yeah. But it was
a pretty painful year for us. We'll remember that for a long time.
But every cloud has a silver lining. We got those five nights that stayed with us.
Yeah.
And we're going through a pretty traumatic time now, probably more off the field than on it, with these fire sales and more talk. But as Anthony said, I think the lesson learned is maybe not one but two lessons. A lot of those guys stayed. You know, Del Piero came out with that beautiful saying, a man never leaves his lady. And during these tough times, Allegri's probably got a draw on that. Get maybe some of those guys back into the dressing room to give pep talks to this group of players, to tell them the value of the shirt.
But who's the leader in that club that could do...
But here's the other thing. We're in financial turmoil. Yeah. Why can't we turn around and say to some of our big earning players, Pogba, for instance, who never plays, mate, can you take a pay cut?
Yeah, well...
That's probably not going to
happen. He's French.
If you value the shirt, you really want to come back. I'm picking on Pogba now.
Oh, he should pick on him. We all should.
You know what the problem... Yeah. You know
Why
what the
not
problem,
take a pay cut?
You know what the problem is in Pogba's position? Apart from Saudi Arabia, who would pick him up after this contract? Especially if it continues.
So isn't that a reason to say...
No, it's not. Because he's probably thinking, this is now my last... Good contract.
Big payday.
It's his payday.
He's had three good paydays.
He has.
He's had a lot of good paydays. And he earns a lot of money off the field as well.
Absolutely. But how much of that money's probably gone?
Well, that's, we don't know that. That's potentially down to mismanagement on here or his entourage's
The thing is...
Or his brother's voodoo chicken feed blood.
The thing is, at the end of the day, there's certain players that you think, oh, yeah, you've made a lot of money, and what Pogba might just be looking at it and going, you know what? I'm probably not going to get a payday after this. Yeah, there's Saudi Arabia, but who knows what happens in 3 or 4 years with Saudi Arabia. It might all go pear-shaped.
Yeah, but
he might be looking at it and just going, I'm going to just...
Stick it out.
I'm going to stick it out. How old is Pogba? 29? 30? 30. Yeah, that's it. He's got 3 more years at Juventus, apparently.
Yep.
Right?
He's not going to do nothing at Juventus.
33.
No.
No one probably wants him now. No one's going to want him at 33.
Can I just say, like...
Unless he pulls some
honestly, guys,
shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Seriously. He might end up in the MLS.
Do you know...
Or...
Yeah. Do you know what really frustrates me? Like... we're all passionate Juventus fans, right? You know, we love the club and we always try to talk highly of the good things about the club. But with the Pogba deal and the way things have been handled, no. I have gone totally against this guy. The guy is nothing that what he was when he had Pirlo, Marchisio and Vidal and these players around him. He's not even close to this.
No.
And what can he do for the club? Marketing? Sorry, but I find it really offensive what he was doing.
That's what you should. Don't worry about a pay cut. It should just be
And he's wearing number 10,
if you really
guys.
Love the club, you just leave.
And number 10. And come help. On.
If Pogba turned around and goes, you know what? Look, give him another chance. He's got a... It's probably not going
to
work, but anyway.
Chance for what? To play what? 30 minutes and again, 20 minutes
what
lucky?
What I'm trying to say is he's got a 4-year contract, right?
Yep.
As a player, you know, he's not looking at it from our point of view. He's probably also thinking, I can come back. That's what he's probably thinking. At halfway mark of this year or the end of the year, if Pogba turned around and said, look, I just can't do this anymore. I'm happy terminating the contract. Don't worry. And, you know... don't take the rest of the contract money, you'd have to give the guy a bit of respect. Because no player does that.
I agree with you on that one. But
No player does that.
But he's actually taking Juventus for a bit of a ride at the moment. That's what I'm feeling. We are going on a bit of a ride.
Look, I get that. But at the same time, just because of the fact that he played for us once before.
Yeah, but that was how many years ago?
Yeah. Because
and he was younger.
But then you got to look at with Pogba. Pogba's gone, if you look at it. He was at United. He got ditched by then, came to us. But then he went back.
Back.
Right? Yep. There's a little bit of loyalty there. Yes. At some point, not right now, but at some point with United, if earlier on, he probably could have left and gone to another club. But he didn't. And then he's opted to come back.
He was injury prone at Man U as well.
He was. But there were times where I'm sure someone would have picked him up. Not at the end of the United career, but there'd be points where he could have maybe gone to PSG. PSG wanted him. Teams would have wanted him.
Because he's loyalty to Mark.
There is a certain loyalty about him. But like I said, if he just can't get on the pitch, and I'd respect him a lot if he just left. If he does the 4 years and he plays, you know, 20 games, I'm not happy with that. So at the moment, as much as I want him to go. He probably just got to give him a little bit more and then we'll go from there. But not more than a season. This is the season.
This is the defining season.
And also, the fact that we're playing once a week, he also has no excuse.
But he has to get on the field.
He does.
And he has to stay on it.
He does.
That's the problem.
But that's what I'm trying to say. At the end of the day, there can't be the, oh, you know, we've eased him in. You know, how much more can you ease a player in? He now needs to consistently be playing. Not just 20 or 30 minutes. He's got to become a starter in the first couple of months. If he doesn't, then he's got to go.
So what's your expectation for...
His body doesn't hold up.
That's right. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But what I'm saying is he's got to get to a point where he's a first-time player, and if it doesn't work from there, he's got to go.
So what do you expect, guys, from Pogba from now until Christmas? Do you see him playing many minutes? Do you see him...
Probably not.
Prediction right now. What do you think will be... Like, if you could pick one main thing about him, will he contribute to the club or not?
Up until Christmas?
No.
No,
me too. No. So no. All three no's.
I don't think he'll get on the field until, at minimum, this time next month.
So you're talking about September?
Yep. We won't see him in the first three games or thereabouts of the season.
The worst part is he's not going to get offloaded in Jan. No one will want him.
No.
He's got to play.
And then he'll ease him. Allegri will ease him in and maybe give him increased minutes come October, November. And then God, I hope I'm wrong with what I'm about to say. Don't just... He'll get re-injured and he'll come back in January.
That's what I think.
I feel that the only thing that Pogba at the moment has going for him is his off-field marketing that I'd hope Saudi Arabian or American team or something takes him on purely to get bums on seats because of marketing.
So are
that can happen.
So we're going to classify him as a flop?
Honest truth, this is going to be a segue to our next segment.
Yeah, flops.
Who's our biggest flop of this season? Who do you think it will be?
Pogba. Floppy.
We're unanimous.
Donkey.
Vlogging, Pogba. Flopping, yeah. Logging.
I think we predicted him to be our biggest flop last season.
At least
he's consistent.
You're right. Yeah, no, it's true. But it's sad. It's sad. It's the wrong type of sad.
Consistency. Yeah.
You know what?
He's just
consistent.
It sums up all the money we've wasted. Haven't we? Oh, it's just ridiculous.
And the worst part about all of it is let's going back to Rovella. If we got rid of him because he was injury prone, I hope that it was a lesson learnt because of Pogba, and it finishes here. That's the only good thing that could come out about buying Pogba, the fact that it could be the end of the line of buying players that are injury prone.
And there are a lot of them in recent times.
And you know what? If that, as even though it shouldn't have taken this long, if Pogba was the money that had to go out for us to learn the lesson, I'll take it for the future.
So that's true.
MVP?
I'm going to go out on a bit of a limb here because he's very new.
Oh, you're going to get way out. That's all I'm going for.
What I've seen in pre-season is very, very exciting.
He's
new to the league, new to the team, new to everything.
I want him on one of my tops. Exciting. But I'm not doing it.
No, not yet.
Because
small sample
I've got
size.
A bloody bad... I've got a bad luck run.
Yeah, he's going to be kidding.
I've got a bad luck run of putting people on my top that just hasn't bloody worked.
Do you know
yet.
What?
I'm going to stop doing it.
Yeah. No, no.
I don't know if we've got time.
I had Vlahovic, so last season he was injured. Bentancur a couple of years ago, and he was injured as well.
I had Marchisio and Bernardeschi. You can't get worse
I had Bernardeschi too. I've got the red one.
Marchisio in 16. No.
You can get worse than that. Okay. I've got Bernardeschi. I got McKennie. What the hell happened there?
Big man.
And you know what? I got Chiesa as well.
I'm going to throw it in there.
I'm just not. I'm cursing play. I'm not getting a Locatelli top until.
No.
I'll curse it.
No.
Get it after he retires or something.
I don't want to talk about this. I'm worried that Pogba and his brother are going to come after me.
So you're going Weah? You're going Weah as well?
I bloody love him. Yeah. I'm just not putting him on a top because I love him too much.
Okay.
I'm very. As long as we keep him.
Yeah.
I reckon the future, and Ravella's, you know, it's not good, but the future looks really good. You got, I forget how to say his name, but the Dutchman,
Huijsen,
I'm going to call him, right?
The new De Ligt.
He's a centre back.
He's tall. Scores. He's very tall. Yeah, he's like tall as
De Ligt. De Ligt, who? This could be the next guy. He might not be a beast like De Ligt, but we might have the next guy. Don't sell him. Ealing Jr. Don't worry about the double nationalities. Just get good ones from each nationality, mix it in the team, and we're going to have a 96 Champions League.
So, next one will be surprises. We're talking about.
Surprises? I'd like to say Gutti, but you know what? He's done so well that it won't be a surprise.
I'm actually going to pick Chiesa.
Do you think he can go well in this new position?
I reckon he'll be a surprise. He's going to be more consistent and he'll score more goals.
Yeah. He's played in that role. I think he's that.
That's my one.
He won't be that.
He's going to be a second striker. He's going to be a second striker because we're not going to buy any strikers. That's why.
And the other option was surprise will be 3-5-2. That's a surprise?
Surprises is a bit of a hard one because, like I said, guys like Chiesa and Gatti, I expect them to be good.
Even Bremer. I think Bremer will step up this year.
Yeah.
He'll take a more of a leadership role in the back.
Yeah. That's my Chesney's been fantastic.
Chesney could have been sold off as well. Yeah, but Chesney's really like... Winning.
Yeah, he could have, but man, yeah, he's playing really well.
Very well.
He is. He's one saved of those, a lot. He's one of those players that I wrote off. He's doing. There's a couple of players that I've wrote off in even other sports that have surprised me. Sometimes you just got to keep going. But then sometimes they turn into Cuadrado or Sandro. surprises one is a tough one for me. Maybe Rabiot for me. Maybe he'll go the next step.
Yeah, can happen.
Can he go even higher than last?
Yes, he can. Score different types of goals.
He's a gelding, mate. He's a horse.
He could.
That's it. For me,
super motivated.
And also, this is where I think he can up his game.
Yep.
Become a bigger assist machine.
Yes, that'd
before,
be nice.
Before he leaves the club for more money. Get his V up there. We're going to get nothing for him anyway.
Do you know why he's kept the whole thing? Because he's going to bank on PSG.
Yeah.
Because PSG is going to go with players.
Yeah.
So if they want to up their game again, they're going to have to do it in the next transfer market.
Return to an ex-girlfriend.
Or he's going to have a look at how Saudi Arabia is going.
Yes.
Because if it keeps going well,
so you reckon the mum
will be worth heaps.
So the mum's going to be going over there.
Yeah.
Gold bullion, thanks.
Yes, petrodollars.
So, Mark, surprise?
If he gets minutes, so big caveat, if he gets minutes, Cambiasso.
Oh, okay, that's a good one.
Cool.
Yeah, that is a good one.
That's a good one.
I like that. He will probably be really good.
Yeah, I reckon he's got a lot to prove for this.
A rare segment where none of us all agreed, or two of us at least.
Guess what? Anth, need some advice, mate.
We've talked about soccer way too much in this show.
Yeah, way too much.
More than usual.
More than usual.
Way too much.
So is that time of the week? It's Ant's advice of the week.
Yep.
Let's see what he's got to crack.
I'll quickly give a recap. In case this is the first time you've heard our podcast, the advice of the week doesn't always become Juventus or soccer related. We've talked about that a lot. But I'm going to relate this subject to soccer still. That's so right. It's an interesting one. This one goes out to Bunnings Warehouse. Okay.
Got to let our listeners know, especially overseas, say Bunnings Warehouse is equivalent to Walmart in America?
What's the other one that they've got? Ace Hardware or
Ace Hardware.
Something like that.
And in Europe, you had Bunnings in the UK. I think Bunnings
is... Conad for Conad, Europe, really.
Yeah.
It's food. They don't sell tools, but we'll just say... I don't even know what the European one is. I don't know.
Well, that's a good question.
No, I have no idea.
Zeal's Backyard.
Anyway... It is a hardware place that sells everything.
Hardware,
garden, everything. Whatever you want.
It's a man cave or man caves.
Yeah. Yes. It's a DIY
specialty,
but a lot of tradespeople.
Stanley's and Makita's and...
I'm going to go to them because tonight I went to a new store in Preston.
Preston, here in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Originally, they had a store up the road next to Northland Shopping Centre.
Mm-hmm.
Single level.
Yep.
Outdoor car park. It was great.
Mm.
They've now gone up the road, taken over. First of all, I'm disappointed at this.
Who
taken
over
Conga
over?
Foods.
Yes.
Very disappointed at that. They have made this fancy, different type of store. It's got the elevators like some stores. They've got this underground car park.
Yeah.
Hard to get out of there, too.
They've changed the formula, okay?
Especially the underground car park, smoking. Oh.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about the underground car park. Yes, it's not as good, not as many spaces. But to get to the entry, I'm not a lazy person, right? I'm not a lazy person at all. I don't mind walking.
Yeah.
But you know what? To get to the entrance of this store, you need to take two escalators.
Two escalators.
Not one, two. Right?
Yeah.
It took a while. I was shaking my head, but so were other people. My brother said he went on the weekend, and he said it's ridiculous. I don't want to go there in peak time. I couldn't imagine how bad it would be. But it's okay. They've got a view of the city, and apparently they've got a great playground, and the cafe's great, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is, Bunnings Warehouse, don't stuff around with your formula. And Juventus has done that with Allegri.
Yeah.
They've stuffed around with the formula and they've tried so many different ways and then they've gone back to shit. Bunnings Warehouse, Juventus Football Club, get back to basics.
So that's your advice of the week.
That's my advice of the week.
Anthony said it.
Get rid of Allegri.
It's
go back to a coach who knows how to be a defensive coach but attack at the same time, and this team will win a Champions League in the next 5 years.
And that's Anthony's advice of the week.
That's it.
Very well
said. My advice is don't fuck with the formula.
If it ain't broken, don't fix it.
You go to a band, go to a concert,
yeah.
right? Yep. Rock and metal.
Yep.
Have their merchandise ever changed?
No.
Why? Because that's what people like. Sometimes change, you don't do it.
Well, it's like when I buy a cannoli. I like the ricotta, you know, traditional.
Yeah.
But this fancy, mate, what's Zupinglese? You just had the ricotta with a bit of chocolate.
It's good in doses. It's good in doses.
Yeah, but don't mess with it. If it ain't broken, don't get fancy schmancy, mate. Zubwinglesi, what's the other ones? What's going on, man?
Sometimes you just
sounds like panettone as well.
Yeah, you know?
Introducing so many different flavours.
Disgraceful, mate.
Just get on it.
Just
change is good. Don't get me wrong.
But don't mess with it.
Experimental stuff is good too. But when it's not working, fuck it off and go back to what you're going to, your original thing.
Boom.
And that's what you just need to do.
I agree.
You thought I was just going to talk about Bunnings Warehouse, didn't you? There's tools and shit. Stuff that. Look, there's always a relation back to what you're doing.
So, in our next segment, we're going to just have a talk about the other teams. So, who's the other teams that you think that are going to be having a crack for the title? And who you think is going to drop off big time? Jeez,
talk about surprises. Oh, Napoli, for me. I thought they were going to have a fire sale.
Not on the kale? Yes. Not on the dry kale that's grown outside of San Paolo Stadium?
There's something else in that kale. I think there might be that stuff I was talking about in Colombia.
The Datura on steroids. Mushrooms.
Great player used to play there. He was from Argentina, but he didn't mind dabbling into the Colombian goodies.
Escobar?
He did like the Mexican dust.
Devil's dandruff.
I'm just...
Devil's dandruff.
Robbie Fowler.
Oh. Diego sniffed the lines, Maradona.
Bit of white line fever. I'm that would be a. If we were going to talk about surprises of Serie A,
let's do this, right? We say the four that you reckon before Christmas.
Yeah.
So go for it. Which other teams?
I'll knock Lazio out now because losing Savic is going to be
Lazio's
huge.
Lazio's out. So
they're
going to
lose goals. They're going to lose assists. So he's a big loss. He's a huge loss.
He's a big loss.
So who's your first? So which teams that you think? For the four,
apart from us,
surprises
so
and
nonsense. Naming three.
No, we were naming four.
We'll name four.
Top four.
Four big rivals outside of Juventus for me are the two Milan teams.
Yeah.
Which ones?
Oh, Inter and Milan.
AC Milan.
So you reckon Inter's going to be fighting for the four?
Just
really okay.
They've lost some key players.
Where would you put them?
Fourth.
Okay, Inter. Marks, Inter. Yep.
Yeah, it's a tough one. And we're talking about right now, too.
Yeah, so the teams that you think are going to come up and ones are going to drop off, but in that four, we'll keep it to the top four, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look, Inter for me have lost a key player in Brozovic.
Yep.
They've got Fratesi, but he's going to take time. And Onana is a brilliant goalkeeper.
Yeah, yeah.
Sommer, he's capable, but Onana's on another level. I just think they're going to drop down a notch.
Agreed.
Okay.
Did you say they lost Brozovic?
Yeah.
He's
and Skriniar,
And Skriniar as well.
Yeah, that's
and,
a big one.
And, of course, Zeko and Lukaku, but Lukaku didn't do much. No. Zeko was pretty capable. They brought Thuram in. He might take some time, but he looks pretty electrifying. But he might just take some time to adjust.
So who you reckon
third?
Milan.
They've done well with the Tonali money. They've patched up parts of their squad that needed some work.
They got some good young prospects.
Yeah. But Tonali's a big miss. But I think they'll be
I don't think from what they've got, they've gotten like four players out of it. That's hard to
pretty well.
Tonali's great, but I don't think I'm hoping. I shouldn't say I'm hoping, but I think those four players will be enough to cover one player.
You'd like to think.
Yeah.
So you say third and second?
Us or Napoli.
Okay. So you want to put Napoli?
Do we have to have this in the order?
No, just in that four. In that four. So you're going to say Napoli? Okay.
I'd say Napoli because, as Anthony says, the biggest surprise with Napoli for me is I was expecting Osimhen and Cavarcella, sorry
to, if I've to leave.
Or at least one
wrong.
Of them.
Yeah.
One or and or both of those to go.
Mm.
They haven't. In fact, Osimhen's just signed until 2027.
So you're going to say
they've only lost
yeah.
the South Korean defender to Bayern Munich, Kim Min-jae, I think. Garcia's a step down, as far as I'm concerned, in the coaching ranks, like in comparison to Spalletti.
Yeah.
I just don't think Napoli can do or repeat what they did last year and may come off a little, and that's where we can hopefully
So you reckon take them. You're going to put Juventus at in one, obviously.
One or two with Napoli.
Yeah.
Just it all depends on how quickly...
Yeah.
See, Garcia's got a soft landing, though. Their first five games...
Yeah, not that hard.
Pretty piss poor. They've got Lazio at home.
Yeah.
Apart from that, they've got Minnows. Around, so he eases into it.
Okay.
So if he does well, if he gets 5 out of 5, come October, he's pretty confident. I just don't... I don't know about Garcia.
And?
I think... For me, I'm not going to put Inter Milan in the top four because I think losing their depth while playing Champions League, they kind of remind me of us where we lost our depth and they'll drop down a little bit. I don't think they'll be top four.
Yep.
I think it's us, Napoli, AC Milan,
Juve, Napoli,
and Roma.
AC Milan,
Roma as the four.
Roma could.
I think
really
Lazio,
Inter.
Lazio
I'm actually.
Will drop out.
Yeah. So you said that.
I think Roma will.
I think Roma, for me, is the one that's going to be in the four.
They could push. You're right.
Because they've got a squad that they've added one or two players, but they look okay on paper.
Yeah, yeah. This season. Retaining their players. Like, if they lost an Abraham or a Dybala, I'd probably say they're not going to make it. They've, like Napoli, they've retained most of their players.
Yeah.
I think that that's. They've got a. Decently young squad too.
Yeah,
yeah.
I reckon they'll rattle the top four.
So that's the four. So Juventus, Napoli, AC. Hang on, Juventus, Napoli, Roma.
Yeah, Inter's depth for me and Savage leaving Lazio are the two big ones that I think they'll knock out. Atalanta, good team still, but again they've lost Hoyland, which is pretty big. Still a good squad. They could still match it. They're probably my dark horse because Atalanta didn't make Champions League.
No.
So I think that they've still, right now, okay, but there's a couple players there that they want to be taken. So my assumption is they will, I think it's Oppenheimer's or whatever his name is, Oppenheimer's.
Yeah.
Cookminers.
Yeah.
Good
I'll go Juventus will be in the fourth spot before Christmas. I'll go Roma third. Napoli second. And I'll say AC for first at Christmas. Top three.
Keep those lists.
Top three within 5 points. And I think Juventus at least will be 2 to 3 games off top.
The Christmas special. Let's do a
That's
point
my prediction.
System too. I want a point system.
Point system, yeah.
We'll
do whatever.
We'll make it up.
Yeah, so that's our predictions up until that. Any final thoughts you want to put across?
Just hurry up and come season.
Yeah, so we're going to be watching it.
We've had a great off season, I think, but
it'll
be nice to start talking about some
positive
games that matter.
Games
and it all starts in just over 6 days' time. Yeah.
6 days' time.
Monday morning,
our time's 4:45 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in Melbourne.
I'm pretty sure we'll
be watching the game here at HQ at 48 hours in South Yarra, not South Melbourne. Pizza Gnocchi Bar.
Have we missed something in this show?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
It doesn't.
Rant.
No. The rant. The rant has officially starts next week.
What? That's
Hopefully
on hiatus.
If we win.
You should have asked that as a third question.
No, no rants. The rant has to, look, as Vince Neil's voice goes, this week has to have a rest. So Ant and Mark, where do you catch the three new antennas? Do you remember?
Yeah, iHeartRadio.
Yep.
Anchor Spotify.
Yep.
Apple.
Mm.
Google.
Mm.
Podbean.
Mm.
And that's it.
Social medias are three of antennas on Facebook. The JSC Melbourne Jujube Buffon Facebook page.
Memberships are done.
Thanks to all that renewed. 10-year anniversary. Big party coming on. We'll be doing a live broadcast there too for the podcast. Be nice and fun. And
I'll be 0.00 alcohol level.
We'll be interviewing our fans and asking questions and having a bit of a laugh along the way. And also too, you can catch us on Twitter or Instagram. So, until next week. Season 3 will begin of our podcast. It's a thank you to everyone, and we'll see you next week. Ciao.